This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest. He was on the show back in March 28th, 2018. We're talking about BioCorex, Inc. And they've got an incredible product out there. They are the first component of their program consists of an outpatient implant procedure. It's performed by a licensed physician, and the implant delivers the non-addictive medicine, naltrexone. It's an opiate antagonist, if you will, that can significantly reduce physical cravings for alcohol and opiates. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BICX. And with us today is the CEO, is Brady Granier. Brady, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure.
You know, where are we at with the FDA process?
Well, we met with the FDA in January of this year. And we, from that meeting, we were able to get some guidance from the FDA, and so we're working with them on that. We had to redo some protocols and then design the entire development plan, which we've done. And we used that development plan to also submit for a grant with the NIH. So at the moment, right now, we're with the FDA. We're kind of waiting for the NIDA review to happen for the grant, the NIH NIDA review, because if we're successful with getting grant dollars, then that will help our project move along a lot more efficiently and with a lot less dilution for shareholders. It'd be a lot less money we need to raise. So right now we're doing some behind the scenes work for the development plan, a lot of things that we need to do, scheduling and things like that need to take place anyway, so we're not losing any time. But right now, the holdup, if there's a holdup, is just we're waiting for the grant review, because once we hear about that, we can go full force ahead. And so that's kind of where we are with that process.
You know, naltrexone's been around for years, but you guys have taken it to the next level. You guys are doing an implant. First of all, what's the cost of that implant, and how are physicians taking to it? It's an outpatient process, correct?
That's correct. I want to make sure we're not confusing people here, because we're seeking FDA approval on BICX-102, which is a naltrexone implant. So we're going through the FDA process for a number of reasons. But we do have a program that's been used for several years by independent treatment centers around the country. That's a behavioral program that includes the use of a naltrexone implant. And people want to know, well, how can you do that if you're going for FDA approval? Well, naltrexone implants have been used for over two decades worldwide in the United States under state and federal compounding guidelines. So they're basically used per patient prescription. So it's between patient and doctor. A typical way that compounded medications are used. So that's how the naltrexone implant is used right now in underneath the entire program that we offer to independent treatment centers. So to answer your question, these treatment centers charge what they charge. What they do is they use our implant, or they use the implant. They can even use injectable naltrexone, but with our behavioral program around it, peer support, cognitive behavioral therapy, and they use that and they intertwine it into their practice, and sometimes they do other things above and beyond that, and they charge the individual for that program. And what we hear in the field is that it's usually anywhere from $9,000 to $12,000, $15,000, somewhere in that range. It could vary depending on where you are in the country and what the situation is, because some people require a lot more work than others. So we don't control those pricing.
Correct.
And what they charge, but that's for a one-year program of, you know, the medication, the procedures, all the medical follow-up, all the counseling therapy, the peer support. So that's an overall program. So we're not a pharmaceutical, the implant is being compounded by a pharmacy. We're not the pharmacy.
Right.
So we don't sell implants. So we actually offer a program that allows these independent treatment centers to use all of our program or parts of the program. So I know it can get confusing to people at times because underneath BioCorex the public company, we have a subsidiary that we formed, which is our R&D subsidiary, BioCorrect Pharmaceuticals, which is being used to take that implant part of our program through the regulatory process, which will take, you know, a couple of years, give or take, to go through that process. But it's important to note that we are able to help people right now with an naltrexone implant. That's a little different than the one we taken through to approval.
You know, companies on the OTC always have a little cash flow problem. You guys raised $1.1 million, I think, on June 6th. You put out a press release. What does that mean to the company, and what are you going to do with those funds?
Well, it does a few things. It shows, you know, confidence in management and the product from those investors that we're very grateful for. And that money is being used for, you know, some operations, but it's being used for the development process of the implant as well. And right now, as I mentioned earlier, we're trying not to do a lot of heavy lifting when it comes to spending on that, because we're waiting for the NIDA grant.
Right.
So it's advantageous for us to wait to see what happens there, as opposed to, you know, so we don't spend unneeded money at the moment, or at least too much of it now. So we're budgeting wisely in the interim while we wait for that grant to be reviewed. And we're expecting that grant to be reviewed, you know, during the summer. Of course, we're expecting that. It's the government, so you can never, you know, you never want to put out a definitive date on certain things all the time, because that could change. And so, but we expect it to be, from what the indications that we see, it should be reviewed sometime in the summer.
And can you update us on the weight loss pilot program?
I wish I could give you a thorough update this time, but we still have individuals in the pilot, and we from what we hear, they're doing great, and we're just waiting now for some of the data from the physician that's been gathering the data over the last few months, so that we can put something out about the progress of that pilot. But we're very excited about it, just from what we're hearing anecdotally from a lot of the people that are in the program, and what we're hearing and how they're having some success with it. So we are excited about that. We can't wait to put something out on that, but right now we just have to wait a little longer until we have more data.
You've been listening to Brady Granier. He is the CEO of BioCorrect Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BICX. Brady, if somebody was listening to this interview and seeing your stock around 12 or 13 cents, to me it seems it's undervalued, but they're thinking to themselves, why should I go out and buy this stock?
Well, I mean, you look at the raise we just did at a premium to market, shows confidence in what we're doing. We are working with the FDA and with the NIH in trying to get this product through the approval process. So I would tell people to do their research. We are a legitimate, real company with a real product that works. We just have to get it through the red tape of getting it approved, so that we can get wider payer support around the country for treating this crisis for opioids, and not only opioids, but also alcohol, which is a bigger problem and a more long-term problem. We're a hardworking team, small team, and we're dedicated to this. And I would just tell them to have a strong look at the releases we've had over the last several months, and just look at the track record of what we've been able to accomplish in a short time.
Any thoughts about taking this out of the United States and going to another country?
It's not on the forefront. I mean, there's plenty of work to be done in the United States. There's problems in other countries. You know, Canada would be a natural market to go to, country to go to next. But there are other people that are doing naltrexone implants in other countries as well. And we may look at that at a different time, or look at partnerships. Right now, our primary focus is in the United States.
I want my listeners to take a look at the company. I like it. I think it's undervalued here at 12 or 13 cents. We're talking about BioCorrect Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BICX. Brady, I want to thank you for coming on the show. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
I think, as I always say, if you know anyone that's struggling from addiction, there's a lot of different programs out there that are effective. Ours is just one of them, but it is very effective. And I would encourage anyone that knows someone that's suffering to take a look at beataddiction.com. That's our educational website that talks about our BioCorrects recovery program. And I would just like to put that out there just in case anyone knows of anyone that needs some help.
Could you give that website one more time?
Beataddiction.com.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days. Maybe give us an update of if any information on the NIDA grant.
I appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.